Good morning and welcome to episode 19 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 12th of January 2021. Today's episode is Podcast Index and Podcasting 2.0. You may have, as I have, heard a lot of the buzz around Podcasting 2.0. I have for sure. It's all over social media and there is a lot of buzz, a hype. So I wanted to know more and I went around looking for it. And this is actually what I figured out or came up to. So you may know about Adam Curry. He's also called the Podfather. He's one of the people that was really early out into podcasting. And a lot of people say that he is the creator of podcasting. I don't know if that's true, but he was for sure out really, really early. And he has a long history within broadcasting. He has been a VJ at MTV and so on. I think he's a pretty good guy. A bit of weird ideas sometimes maybe, but doing a lot of good shows. And I think it's the most important thing. He's doing a lot of good for podcasting. And of course, he's not alone in the game. There is also a developer, a guy called Dave Jones. Is really into podcasting 2.0 and also the podcast index. If you go to podcastindex.org, you will find the website where you will be able to read more about the podcast index. And on the site, the first thing you will see is "Let's preserve podcasting as a platform for free speech." So that is the aim or the goal of this new service. And they also say we do this by enabling developers to have access to an open, categorized index that will always be available for free for any use. So essentially, it's a catalog of podcasts. And that is good because I think, and it's also independent, so it's not tied to a big commercial company. So that is something that we kind of have missed. And it's in this effect, it's maybe not competing with Apple or Google or Spotify or any one of these, but it's for sure a compliment. And looking into what they are recommending in podcasting 2.0, you will understand why I'm saying it's a compliment and not a competitor. And if you go in here, you will be able to see that there is quite a lot of podcasts in the index already. There is at the recording of this podcast, 1.3, almost 1.4 million podcasts in the index. And they are adding roughly 60,000 new podcasts every 3 days. And this is, of course, not 60,000 net new podcasts. It's just 60,000 new added podcasts to the index. They are, some of them are, of course, old. But I looked around and tried to add my own podcasts to the index, and that is not super easy to find a way to do. But if you want to do it, I will give you the few steps that you need to do. So the first thing is that in the menu, in the top right corner, it depends a little bit in what browser you're on, if you're on the phone or in a full-fledged browser, but there is an option called Developer Login. So you need to click that, and on the page that shows up, you need to sign up for a new account. And that sign-up procedure, it's you just need to leave your email, and then you get an acceptance link, and you're in. So it will take you 1-2 minutes. It's super fast. And then you can get a token to the index if you want to, and that's mainly for podcast apps developers. And if you're not that, if you're a podcaster like me, you just want to add your podcast, then you should look for in the new menu when you've logged in for search/add. You click that and you will on the new page find a small button called add. Click that and you will get a box to paste your RSS and you're done. There's no validation or anything like that of that you're the podcast owner. They will just add it to the feed. So it's super easy to add if you know how to do. The other thing I wanted to talk quickly about is podcasting 2.0. That is not new features to podcasts as such. That is a part of the extension to XML. But let's look into that tomorrow. Have a good day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.